Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And we are just within a few hours, just a few more hours, when we can finally say goodbye, bye-bye to 2020 and hello to 2021. And I hope that you are somewhere, wherever you are listening, I hope you're safe, you're healthy, and you're going to continue to be safe and healthy on into the new year. Again, as you know, we're counting it down. And to further speak of counting down, NBC will kick off a New Year's Eve star-studded lineup of musical guests. It's going to be an evening of holiday New Year's Eve fun when they launch NBC's New Year's Eve 2021, and it'll all take place live in the middle of Times Square. And it is hosted by our favorite late night guy, Carson Daly. And joining Carson will be co-host Amber Ruffin, who is the star of Peacock's The Amber Ruffin Show. I'm sure you guys have seen her show. It's very funny. And Amber is our featured guest. We got the opportunity to chat with her just a few hours ago about co-hosting the big NBC New Year's Eve 2021 event along with Carson Daly. Now, it's going to start at 10 p.m. Check your listings in your time zone, but it starts at 10 p.m. And there will be a lot of top performers there. Busta Rhymes, Chloe, X Halle, CNCO, Jason Derulo, Goo Goo Dolls, Kylie Minogue, Doja Cat, Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, Sting featuring Shirazi. I mean, this is just a big, long, long list of a Pentatonics also. That's another one of the performers. But what you do is you just lock it on NBC, and NBC knows what to do from there. They will take it, and you guys and all of us will just have a grand time dancing. Just dance in the middle of your living room or your den or wherever that you do your dancing whenever it's New Year's Eve. Because, again, we are trying to stay safe and healthy, and our thoughts and prayers go out to all the hundreds of thousands of people who have lost loved ones during this pandemic. I have lost family members myself. I just had a family member to get dismissed from the hospital just yesterday because of COVID. And I mean, it was serious. I mean, he had to be on a ventilator, and thank God he's made it through. So yes, I mean, we've all been touched in one way or the other by this pandemic, and we want it to end in 2021 so we can get back to our normal, well, the new normal, I guess, just as long as we get back to being alive and well and with our loved ones again. But for now, let's send 2020 off, kiss it goodbye in a big way by tuning in tonight to NBC's New Year's Eve 2021 big celebration that takes place, again, in the middle of Times Square. Your host will be Carson Daly, and our guest for this show, Amber Ruffin, the star of Peacock's The Amber Ruffin Show. So as I said, I got the opportunity to talk with Amber just a few hours earlier. So it's a very short interview, but hey, we're talking to a major star here. If we get 60 seconds, it's great. So anyway, let's switch to my interview with Amber Ruffin as she talks about co-hosting tonight's event later on tonight, and also some interesting things that we can look forward to coming up with her show, The Amber Ruffin Show. And also, I'm going to ask her, does she make New Year's resolutions and vision boards and things like that? So let's switch over to Amber Ruffin right now. Well, hi, Amber Ruffin. I'm glad that you are around. Happy early new year to you.
Yay, happy early new year.
Okay, well, we are all here and you are all there in New York, getting ready for your close-up as co-host along with Carson Daly of NBC's New Year's Eve special, live from Times Square, of course. So, my big question to you, Amber, growing up in Omaha, obviously you probably watched this event every year, most years, like most of us did. Did you ever dream about being a part of this year's event, or what would it be like if I could be one day a part of that? Was that ever a dream for you?
No, absolutely not. I would never guess in a thousand years that I would get to do something like this.
Yeah, it's just like an annual event. Like, you know, you watch Miss America every year or something. Yeah, just part of your, as an American, that's what we do. It's part of what we do. So, okay. Did you ever as an adult, have you ever actually attended the annual ball drop in New York? Because I got to attend two of them many years ago, but have you ever attended one as a spectator?
I have never gotten to attend one. Ever. Can you stand it? And now the first time I go there, I get a really good seat.
Yes, you got the best seat of in the house. One of them at least. That is so cool. So whenever you did attend, you are a part of the crew. So yeah, that's the way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Hey.
And so can you give us a little peek about, you know, what are some things that you're doing to prepare for the big night? Do you have a special outfit that you've been shopping for or what?
I have a special cute suit I'm going to wear that is sparkly for New Year's, and I'm really excited about it. I have been preparing by trying to use fewer curse words because the show is live and I have to behave.
Oh, so you've been. So that sounds like that. Is that a part of a New Year's resolution for you about the curse words or what?
Oh my gosh, that's a good one. That is a very good resolution. Especially for me.
And me
I'm
too.
Really the worst. So maybe it should be. So you might be onto something.
You think? Oh, that goes for me too. I'm talking to the choir here, believe me. Definitely. <so. laughs> Well, are you one of those people that really every year you make a short list of New Year's resolutions? Are you one of those people? Or what?
No. I every year I go like, you know what, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then I kind of reason with myself and go, well, you know, if you think about it, I've already done these things, so I'm good. I just don't do anything.
Okay. Well, okay, so we should look, especially, you know, with the whole show with you, Carson Daly, and all the wonderful performers. I can't wait to see what Sting is going to sing. Look for you, and especially we've got to zoom in on this special outfit, this suit that you're going to have on. That's all we can find out for now. Got it. Definitely got it. Okay, and Amber, and finally, can you give us the Amber Ruffin Show anything new that we can look forward to for next year or what?
Yeah, we got more episodes of the Amber Ruffin Show. We are going to stay the same for the most part.
Okay.
Maybe every once in a while we'll have a guest.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we'll change up the way we say goodbye at the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, you can expect the same fun sketches and silly songs and goofy monologues.
Okay. So there may be slight change in the goodbyes. Okay, we'll stay tuned for that to see. And that just brings me to saying goodbye to you for now, Amber, but we will see you and Carson Daly and all the rest of the crew and the musicians on NBC's New Year's Eve special live from the heart of Times Square. So thank you so much, Miss Amber, and Happy New Year to you.
Yay, Happy New Year.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's so cute. Okay, thank you so much, Amber Ruffin, for giving us some behind the scenes on what to expect from her and Carson Daly as they get ready for the big event, NBC's New Year's Eve 2021 event and Times Square. So we got to tune in. If nothing else, we got to see what this suit and this outfit that Amber says that she has selected for tonight's big show. You know it's going to be something fabulously fashionable. So we'll tune in to see all of that. And again, it all takes place. Just log it on NBC starting. Actually, everything is going to really start around 8 p.m. because before Amber and Carson Daly do the NBC's New Year's Eve event, Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager will be hosting another special that starts at 8 p.m. It's called New Year's Eve Gape from 2020. Good title, because I think that's what all of us are feeling. Like, can we please escape 2020? But anyway, this is a primetime NBC News special, and it will be highlighting this year's most entertaining and talked about videos and trends that were really hot topics for this year, as well as 2020's most extraordinary and inspirational moments. And this will be a 2-hour news special that starts at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Right there on NBC. And immediately following that is when Carson Daly and Amber will crank it up for the New Year's Eve 2021 special with all the great music, all of the fantastic music lineup, some of the biggest stars from country music, pop, rock, hip-hop, you name it, all the music styles. They will be right there. So that's what we're going to do. I already have my set on NBC. It's just locked in. The remote knows it can't do anything but just stay on NBC. You should do the same thing. Yeah, have a talk with your remote. Do that. Do that thing. That right there. Not that over there. That right there. So, okay. We are going to start. We're going to get our popcorn and our champagne and just get ready for later on. So, again, thank you so much, Amber, for sharing some insights with us about the behind the scenes, the making of, it's about to be made, of the big event with she and Carson Daly later on tonight. Listen, we want to thank all of you listeners who have supported our show for 2020 and all the way back to 2007 when we first started Film Festival Radio. Thank you for your continued support. You can now hear us also. One of the big things that happened for our show for 2020 is that we are heard on XM Sirius Radio, channel 470. I'll tell you more about that. We're still developing some things about it, but I'll tell you about that in our next show next year. Okay. So again, everybody, Happy New Year. Please stay safe and just stay in and enjoy everything and watch all the festivities on NBC. So we will see you on our next show. We'll be obviously next year. So take care and we'll see you next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.